Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
Christmas will be wild this year. There's nothing that you can't do. So many things that you hold dear, make them all come true. Make your Christmas happen, make your list right now. Republic is all you need to make your Christmas wild.
Make your Christmas wild with Republic Bank, with $600,000 in cash prizes to be won. Take advantage of low rates, low or no down payments, same day approval, and much more.
Republic is all you need to make your Christmas wild.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Scratch players, it's here, our big money instant ticket game where you can win up to $5 million. Yes, for only $2,000 per ticket, you have 28 chances to scratch and win cash prizes instantly. It's so easy to play. Reveal a cash symbol in any of the cash spots and win the prize shown. Match any of your numbers to any of the winning numbers and win the prize shown for that number. Find a money bag symbol and automatically win the prize shown, or find a 10 times symbol and win 10 times the prize shown. Imagine what you could buy with your big money $5 million scratch ticket. So, buy a ticket today, and remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
All humans are entrepreneurs. It is coded in our human DNA. And that's why the Small Business Bureau is here to make what's natural a reality, with services tailored to meet the needs of startups or existing businesses, like access to finance, business training, business resource center, business coaching, and many others. Visit the Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship. Lot 1, La Penitence, Georgetown. Telephone 226-8120.
In our last episode, Divine was chatting with Auntie Myrtle before the youth forum when Brian arrived and called her babes, which made Divine very uncomfortable. Myrtle became suspicious. Denzel delivered a stirring speech at the forum about youth and crime. After, Divine went to Brian's place and went home after 9 and found Ryan waiting up for her. He asked her to tell him honestly if she was cheating on him, which she could not answer. Right now, Divine wants to talk to Ryan.
Merry Christmas from NCN, radio and television for Ghana.
Ryan, can we talk?
I don't think we have anything else to say to each other, Divine.
Please.
I asked you a question and you refused to answer, but that tells me everything that I need to know. I just hope he makes you happy.
We should talk about the way forward. I think we need to go to counseling.
When you thought this? Before or after you decided to cheat?
Ryan, I didn't...
Look, just stop lying, Divine. Gosh, at least just have the decency to show some respect by telling me the truth.
I'm sorry.
Sorry for what? The lying? The affair? The disrespect? Which part exactly?
We got married so young, I just think I became bored, and these days we hardly spend any time together, and I...
And that's an excuse for you to just go running around Marunda like a thug.
Please don't speak to me like that.
Oh, so you prefer me to call it by another name? Harlot?
Stop it!
You know how many opportunities I had to cheat on you, Divine? Huh? It's so easy these days. Girls coming at you from left, right, and center. Everybody in your inbox. But I didn't, because I love you. And despite all the problems we've been having, I am committed to you.
And that is the issue. We're having all these problems, but just ignoring them and pretending like everything is fine. We need to try marriage counseling. I want to save our marriage.
Homo, you got jokes.
I am serious, Ryan. We could fix this.
And what about your man, eh?
Ryan.
Look, how are we gonna fix this if you can't even be honest in the first place?
My intention was never to hurt you.
So, what you think was gonna happen when you decided that because you was bored with our marriage, you would just have an affair?
But I didn't
mean... Just be quiet, huh? You expected a reward? You expect that I would be forgiven and we could just continue as normal? What happened to you, Divine?
This is part of the problem. You never hear me out. So many times I try to talk to you and you're always too busy, or you got to go to the office, or you have a meeting, or you playing video games.
So you're blaming the fact that I work hard to secure our family's future? So you just decided the best solution was to cheat on me?
I didn't decide anything, Ryan.
Oh, so it just happened. You just happened to fall into the arms of another man. You didn't have no control over it.
Please, just listen.
You know what? I had just about enough of this. I can't even stand to look at you anymore. Just pack your bags and leave, Divine.
Ryan, you can't be serious. This is our home.
When I come back tonight, I want you gone. Just get out of my house before I do something that I can regret.
Ryan!
You hear me, Divine? Get out of my house!
Howard, pass the shovel, man. You helping me clean this drain or not?
Patsy, can't you see I'm on the phone? Give me a minute, please.
It's always the same nonsense with you these days, you know. Don't worry, I can get it myself.
Good.
So you come out here for watch me clean this drain while you just sit on your phone. You serious, Howard Horace?
Patsy, look.
Morning, folks.
Morning, Sergeant Murray.
Morning, sir. Christmas cleaning coming nice, man.
Yes.
Wait, all this junk come out the drain?
You see the amount of plastic? It's like I fed up. I'm glad we seen a lot of behavior change in Marundoy when it comes to taking care of the environment. What we got for charge them that don't care?
We have to catch them first, Patsy.
Watch all these plastic bottles I pull out of this drain. And it's every couple of weeks I just clean this drain, you know. I don't wait for the village council for send them people. Sometimes by the time they come, the work easy because I don't do most of it.
That's excellent, Sister Patsy. I too would clean my drain.
You could imagine if everybody in Marundoy took it upon themselves to maintain their immediate surroundings. All these problems we having with improper waste disposal gonna decrease by far. Because people gonna be thinking that if I mess it up, it's I got to clean it. Therefore, you gonna try your best not to create more work for yourself.
You're perfectly right, Sister Patsy.
Of course I'm right. We really got to do something though. The police and the village council need to work more closely together to maintain order in Marundoy. We got to beautify the place, Guyana is a country with isle now.
Oh, here we go again about this isle. I suppose that it's supposed to fix everything.
I never said that, Howard.
Well, interesting times are certainly ahead. We have a lot to look forward to. Y'all heard about the Natural Resource Fund?
Yup, not really interested. I don't believe anything will change. But who am I? Just a pessimist.
Well, as you say it.
Look, I am going inside and lie down.
Howard, you really mean you're going to help me clean the drain?
You are doing a fine job, my dear. Sergeant Murray, enjoy the rest of your day, sir.
You too, sir.
Father God, let this wedding day come quick. Hopefully, you can change once we are married. I'll never meet a man so lazy yet.
So the wedding is in a couple of weeks, eh?
Yes, right around the corner.
Well, I wish you all the best.
Oh yes, I really need it.
Okay, enjoy the rest of your day.
You too, Sergeant Murray.
Hello everyone, this is the voice of Guyana. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Sergeant Murray, I thought you didn't come in no more.
Coretta, you expect me to stay away from the chicken foot sauce?
Wait, that's the only reason you come here? You don't come for see me?
Of course, Fennel. You know I love a gaff with you. Way up to.
I sit down here studying how I'm gonna make some money in the new year.
Since selling your family land in workout, eh?
Alright, I deserve though. Sit down now. I don't hate thinking about holding a fish fry.
Well, girl, if the fish turn out anything like your sauce, then we in business.
I wonder if I could get a little sponsorship from ExxonMobil.
ExxonMobil, my dear. Mobile.
Alright, pronunciation police. ExxonMobil. I'm thinking about going down to the one Divine and actually if she could hook me up with a little sponsorship.
Oh, Lauren's daughter? Yes, I heard she got a job with them.
Yes, and she need to help people in Marundoy to make sure that we get sponsorship and thing.
Well, it wouldn't hurt to approach her.
You gonna come with me?
Why?
Well, you're Sergeant Murray. Well respected in Marundoy. She can take me more seriously if you come with me. Otherwise, everybody can just see Coretta Fernandes as an outcast in this village.
All right, man. We'll see about it.
I'm serious, you know. I want you to come with me.
We can discuss it after I lash up my sauce, boy.
Wait, man. That is really all you come here for?
Coretta?
I'm just asking. Sauce is not all I got to offer, you know.
All right, my dear, I hear you.
Very, very shiny.
$36 billion lady, they drinking?
Excuse me?
It's not often in Murunda you see a beautiful married woman sitting at a bar drinking alone, especially one with a good job at ExxonMobil.
Sometimes we all need to relax.
So, it's not the job stressing you out.
What is your issue, Mr. Howard? Who's stressing you out? Sister Patsy?
No issue. I'm just one who prefers to play the devil's advocate and point out hypocrisy.
What hypocrisy?
Oh, Exxon boasts that they spent 36 billion Guyana dollars, like they're doing something here.
So, you don't think that 36 billion dollars being injected into Guyana's economy is anything to talk about?
Who are the people who have benefited?
Do you read?
Are you trying to insult me?
I thought you were trying to insult me.
Amuse me. Who are the people who have benefited? I guess you would say you because you are now an employee. What is the job title, by the way?
Not that it's any of your business, but I'm a local content analyst.
Oh, so I guess Murundoy will get a lot of sponsorship now because you are the lady with the answers.
That's not how it works. And if you're just here to insult me, I have no time for this. Let me finish my cocktail in peace, please.
You didn't answer my question, though. Who are the people who benefited from this so-called $36 billion that has been spent?
Exxon relies on the Guyanese supplier community. They have more than 600 vendors.
Offering what services?
Janitorial, driving, equipment, security, engineering, environment.
All right. What else?
1,700 Guyanese are employed with the company. In less than 5 years, 50% of the people who are working on projects are Guyanese. But I guess that's not good enough for you either.
Well, I am not a man who is easily impressed.
Yet you're engaged to be married to that woman coming there.
Howard, you say I call on your phone?
Patsy, I can't get a minute of rest. What is it?
Just because you sit down with ExxonMobil lady, you feel you could pick up an attitude with me?
No, please leave me out of this.
Divine and I were having a fruitful discussion about what ExxonMobil has done so far for Guyana's economy. You know the $36 billion that everybody's talking about.
Well, that's good. Divine girl, I too happy for you. Me cousin Glenda called me last week to tell me that she get a catering contract with them. You know how long Glenda got she catering business. And I never hear she sound so happy about getting a job yet.
That's good. I'm happy for her.
Imagine they hire her to cook.
Howard, is what you really got to say about me cousin?
Just that she's a very unattractive, unappealing woman. I never see a woman so hard in my life.
Howard, it's my cousin you're talking about.
Sister Patsy, good luck. This man is an idiot.
What looks got to do with people getting hired to do a job, Howard Horace?
As Guyanese, we need to present our best. I can see why they hired Divine. She is very attractive.
He's a male chauvinist too. Sister Patsy, you sure know how to pick them. For your information, my getting this job had absolutely nothing to do with my looks. I am qualified.
I can actually believe that. Seeing they give Glenda a catering contract.
Howard, me and you gonna have a serious talk. You know how much processing that woman had to go through for land that contract.
Oh, woman, please. Stop exaggerating.
This is like beating a dead horse. Sister Patsy, good luck. I gone.
Bye, beautiful.
Howard, why you got to behave like though? You's a real cross.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Staying on treatment for HIV can lead to a normal, healthy life. Remain on treatment once you've started. Don't share or use someone else's pills. Staying on your medication not only helps to improve your quality of life, but decreases the risk of HIV transmission to others. A message from USAID, PEPFAR, Advancing Partners and Communities Guyana, NAPS, and the Ministry of Public Health.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated and the Small Business Bureau.